something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. I'm reading to you from verse 17. For if by one man's offense, talking about Adam, if by one man's offense death reigned like a king, that reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He's not talking about reigning in heaven, because you're not going to be reigning in heaven. There's nothing to reign over in heaven. You reign in the earth. Over circumstances that fail to recognize God, you reign over them. You triumph over them. You reign over devils and demons of hell. You reign over them. Hallelujah. That's what it's talking about. You reign over life circumstances. Look at it, it's right there. If by one man's offense death reigned by one. Say, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. That's talking about us. Then it says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Gift of righteousness. So righteousness is a gift. That's another day's subject. But notice where it says, they shall reign in life. Reign in life. If you're waiting to feel righteous, you're wasting your time. The devil is going to make sure you don't feel righteous. You know, sometimes when you fast and pray, you feel clean. And you want to, like, I just thank the Lord. You know, you want to be stainless. You'd wish every day would be like that. Until some fellow somewhere says something against you or to you or about you, something that makes you and you feel like, forgive me, Lord, now everything's spoiled. I mean, the forgive me prayers have already started. You thought you were over that for a week. Now your life has been, since you fasted and prayed and read the Bible, it's just been, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You haven't asked for forgiveness for some time now. Thank you, Lord. Until that telephone call came, and it was the wrong number, and you told the fellow it's the wrong number. He called you again. And you said, I said it's the wrong number. And he said, I'm sorry, and called you again. And then finally he said, what's the matter with you? And then, oh Lord, forgive me. Now he spoiled your day. So you think you've dropped from your level of righteousness. Listen. You don't grow in righteousness. Are you listening? This is very important. Some people think they grow in righteousness. You cannot grow in righteousness. The righteousness of God that is given to you is a gift of God. You cannot increase in it. Your righteousness does not increase. You can be more righteous in heaven than you are today. Because the righteousness you have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ given to you. Not your righteousness. Your own righteousness will not work. So Jesus obeyed God and got that righteousness and gave it to you. So you stand in the presence of God with the righteousness of God from Jesus Christ. So when God looks at you, he doesn't see your own righteousness. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that's what qualifies you. That's how you qualify to talk to him, to pray to him. You qualify not by what you did or didn't do, but by what he did, Jesus Christ. That's why we have boldness to pray. You know, one time somebody listened to another preacher pray. And when the preacher prayed, he said, "In the name of Jesus, I command." He was in, "I command this to happen. I command. Said, "How can he just keep commanding? Does he know he's talking to God?" No, we're not commanding God. We're commanding with the power of God. How can you pray with so much boldness? How can you speak to God with so much audacity? How could you? Well, because of the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God gives you the sense of dominion. It gives you a sense of boldness and confidence in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Did you ever read in your Bible where Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still until he won the war? Wonderful. That's amazing. When Moses stretched his hand over the Red Sea and it split wide open, the Bible says the waters congealed. The waters congealed on both sides at the faith of a man. What can we not do? I can't see it. I can't see what we can't do. No. Amazing. Hallelujah. God always wants to listen to us. Believe that. God always wants to listen to us. He always wants to listen to us. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I read St. Matthew's Gospel to you? St. Matthew chapter number 17. Listen, Jesus wants you to live a triumphant life. Say that with me. A triumphant life. Every day. Now, there are people who don't believe that. They say in life there ought to be ups and downs. Who said so? How did they know? They're reading other people's experiences and their own experiences, not because God said so. And they've never thought about it. They've made their experiences and the experiences of other people the rule for their life. They say in life there are ups and downs. Who said? Because that's what they're acquainted with. That's all they've ever known. That's all they've ever been taught. The Word of God never said so. They're like the Jews. When Jesus called God his heavenly Father, they picked up stones. Because nobody ever called God Father. Everybody before Jesus said God. God. Adonai. El Shaddai. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Rofeka. That's all they knew. No nobody ever called him Father. And so when Jesus came and said, Father, they said, who is he talking about? God, our great God. How can you call him your father? Because to call him your father means you are his son. And you know, they understood the implication. And to say that you are his son is to say that you are in the same class with him, the same nature with him. They say, how dare you? You see it? Religion blinded them. So when you talk about having a great life, they say, oh, no. Because everybody's used to something different. Say this with me. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm a success. Now you see, you can have that success mentality and you find it working through you. I'm a success in everything. I'm a success. Come on. I'm a success. Glory to God.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-706-060-3228. This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17. Jesus here responds to a question from his disciples. Something happened. A man had brought his son to Jesus. And his son had been possessed of a devil. And he wanted Jesus to cast the demon out of his son, out of his little boy. And when he got there, Jesus was not immediately present with his disciples. And so he brought the boy to the disciples then and complained and said, please, my little boy is often tormented of a demon who tries to destroy him. And oftentimes he puts him in the water or into the fire to kill him. Please help me cast the devil out. And the disciples tried and tried and tried and shouted and begged and did everything, and the demon didn't go. And just about that time, Jesus came. And he noticed that they were gathered around with the disciples, and there was somebody there with a little boy. And Jesus said, "What's the matter?" And the man stepped forward to Jesus and said, "Master, I brought my boy to you and to your disciples, cast the demon out of him. And they haven't been able to do it." So Jesus looked at them and said, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I bear with you?" So he said, "Bring the boy here." So they pulled him closer. And then when they pulled the boy closer to Jesus, right away, the demon began to manifest himself and threw the boy down and was foaming in the mouth. That was a sign of epilepsy. So Jesus said to the man, "For how long has this been?" And he said, "From a child." And explained to Jesus how the demon had thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. And while he was saying that to Jesus, his voice broke and he said, "Master, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." With tears in his eyes, Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." You see, the question wasn't whether Jesus could, because he could. If we're going to have a miracle here on this boy, it's going to have to be you believing. So Jesus said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." And the man cried, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." But you see, he was positive somewhere and said, "I believe." And Jesus commanded the devil to come out of the boy. And suddenly, the demon threw him down as one dead. And the people thought he was dead. They said, "Oh, he's dead. He's killed him." And Jesus waited for a moment and let everybody believe he was dead. So they thought he was dead. No, Jesus said, "Come on," picked him up and restored him to his father. Now, you know, all that time the disciples were very disturbed. You know, it didn't leave their minds. So when they were alone with Jesus, they came to him and said, "Master, you know, we did everything we saw you do. We said everything we heard you say. And we noticed you didn't quite say anything different from what we said." I mean, if he had said something different, they would have said, "Oh, that's what we didn't say." I said, "We said everything you said. We did everything you did. Demon didn't come out. Why couldn't we cast him out?" I love Jesus. Looked them right in the eye and gave them his answer. Let's read verse 20. You ready now? "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief." That's the problem with many people. "Because of your unbelief." Why didn't I get that business? I prayed. I believed. Why didn't I get it? I even saw the seed. Why didn't I get it? Because of your unbelief. Somebody said, no. If anybody's going to tell me I was unbelieving, I'm not going to accept it. Because I prayed. I fasted. I confessed. I said everything there was to say. I said everything there was to say. And I can't believe I didn't get it because of unbelief. I was not unbelief. Hey, what is unbelief? What's unbelief? How could Jesus say to this man, "Because of your unbelief"? You think that was easy on them? They'd been with Jesus so long. They'd seen all the miracles prior to this time. They heard his messages. How could they be unbelieving? Charge them with unbelief? No. No, Jesus must be wrong. What do you think? Jesus must be wrong this time. Huh? Could he be wrong? Nobody knew like Jesus what faith was. Nobody knew like Jesus what unbelief was. He said it. He said it. He said, because of your unbelief. Somebody said, I've had asthma. I've asked God to take it away. I really, 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 really believed. I even sowed my best seed ever. But it hasn't gone. How did you know it hasn't gone? Because it affected me last night. Uh-oh. And what did you say when it happened? It hasn't gone. Uh-oh. See that? How did the disciples know the demon didn't go? Because they were waiting to see him go. And as long as he was foaming in the mouth, they kept on talking. Come out! Come out! So he said, I believe in the name of Jesus. I've gotten that job. In fact, my letter is waiting for me right now. Father, I'm dressing up and I'm going there to collect it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the end, he got to the office and they said, yes, what do you want? I'm here to collect my letter. What letter? My appointment letter. I have it in Jesus' name. Out. I'm not leaving here till I get my letter. In that case, hold on. Then they call the police. Please get this dude out of here. Then take him out. And then, Father, I acted my faith. I don't know. If this is not faith, I don't know what faith is. Yes, you don't. I tried everything. You see that? Why is he feeling bad now? Because of the result he got. See that? Meaning that he didn't expect any resistance. You know, the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were headed for the promised land. And now Moses says, we need 12 people to go over there to the land of Canaan and find out whether or not that land really flows with milk and honey. Would like to know. And they say, yay! There are houses. You never have to build your house. You just get into a house and it's yours. Oh! I mean, they were so happy. Everything was there. They were happy and waiting. Then the 12 spies went. Beautiful houses, yes. It flows with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. Then they saw the giants, the sons of Anak. Big, huge. They said, no, we go back to old Moses. We'll let him know we're not coming here. And they went back. And Moses was happy to receive them and called the whole congregation. Let's hear the news. And the 12 spies came out. Brethren, we've been there. Did you see the land? Yeah, hold on. Tell us, how is the land? Everybody just wanted to hear milk and honey in the land. They said, yeah, surely the land flows with milk and honey. Ooh. Everybody was like, oh. And some of them were spinning around. Then they said, hold on. Yeah, it flows with milk and honey. We haven't told you the rest of the story. What else? Let's go. They said, hold on. We saw something else. And that's the one that we are not happy about, because, you see, we don't like to be deceived. Moses actually told us about the milk and honey, which we found. But he never suggested to us that there was any possibility of seeing the giants that we saw. We never saw such huge fellows in all our lives. And the people were, they said, look, they were so big. I that in our own eyes, we were as grasshoppers. And in their eyes, we were also as grasshoppers. Sorry, we cannot take that land. And the congregation started weeping. Moses, why did you deceive us? Why? Two men stood out of the 12 and said, brethren, if God is with us, we will be able to take the land and we will drive out the giants. You know what the congregation said? Shut up. Didn't you hear there are very many? They shut them up. See, faith doesn't think of the process. Faith has focus on the result.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-706-060-3228 or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.